Welcome to Stupid State Stories, the show where we try to mop up the mess after the government spills its big dumb cup of bureaucracy all over the taxpayers' carpet.
That's right, I'm Megan, your friendly neighborhood anarchist, here to remind you that if you're paying taxes, you might as well be paying admission to the world's worst murder circus.
And I'm Chuck. If sarcasm were a crime, I'd be serving a life sentence. Today, we're diving into the stupendous stupidity our state managed to pull off this past week.
You know, it's almost impressive how consistently they churn this stuff out. Like clockwork, if only they could apply that kind of discipline to literally anything useful.
First up, let's talk taxes. Or as I like to call it, that mandatory charitable contribution to the overlords of incompetence. Apparently, they decided to hike the sin tax on booze.
Because nothing says we care about you like making your coping mechanisms more expensive. They claim it's for public health, but really it's just an excuse to squeeze more pennies out of our pitiful paychecks.
Right? It's like they're trying to make sure we can't afford to dull the pain of their policies. If my liver survives their legislature, it's going to deserve a medal.
Meanwhile, on the topic of spending money like a teenager with a stolen credit card, we've got the state throwing $1 billion into the Polar Bear Preservation Festival.
Ah, yes, because every polar bear in the Arctic is just dying for a mini corn dog and a Ferris wheel ride.
Exactly. Instead of addressing, actual climate issues like making nuclear power more available, let's host an overpriced ice party. Maybe we'll get lucky and they'll invite Elsa to speak at the opening ceremony.
Let it go might as well be the anthem of government accountability. They sure don't seize small opportunities, or any opportunities at all, to make efficient use of funds.
Speaking of inefficiency, they've decided it's time to build yet another highway to nowhere. I swear, concrete companies must be slipping something into the politicians' morning enema.
If there's anything drivers need, it's more places to sit and scream in traffic while contemplating the futility of it all. They could pave the way to the moon with how many roads they've laid to lead us straight to nowhere.
But wait, there's more. Apparently, in this week's edition of Coercion is Cool, officials have rolled out another set of rules for small businesses. New paperwork, new regulations. It's the season of giving and taking away.
And by giving, we mean giving migraines to small business owners. I hear the paperwork alone is enough to drive an otherwise sane person to fit the criteria for a government job. Did I say migraines? I meant chlamydia.
Don't worry, Chuck. When the world ends, at least we'll have paperwork towers to climb for better views of the collapse.
Always looking on the bright side, Megan. And let's not forget the policy that's got my libertarian heart skipping beats. Mandatory recycling for energy drinks.
Because what this state truly needs is to make sure every can of liquid insomnia gets a second chance at life. After all, it's not like we have real issues to worry about, like the monetary supply or losing the war on drugs.
Or the potholes that have literally formed into portals to a parallel universe where sanity reigns supreme.
What a beautiful place that must be, where beer flows like wine, and logic flows like a beer, and taxes are a mere mythical concept, like unicorns or a competent bureaucrat.
Speaking of mythical concepts, we've also got a fresh batch of get tough on crime policies. They're cracking down on the jaywalking menace and the tyranny of public skateboarders.
Nothing screams criminal mastermind like a 13-year-old doing an ollie in the park. Perhaps next week they'll tackle the underground lemonade stand syndicates.
We can only hope. All right, folks, before we lose what little sanity we have left, it's time for our closing thoughts.
Remember, just because the state is doing something doesn't make it right, efficient, or even remotely intelligent. Most of the time, it just makes for great podcast material and an even greater deficit.
So keep your eyes open, your wit sharp, and your pockets guarded, even if they're empty, because the government's still trying to figure out how to tax the space where money used to be.
And as always, thanks for joining us for Stupid State Stories. Stay skeptical, stay sassy, and until next time, keep questioning everything.
Especially the stupid stuff. See you next time.